Don White would like to speak.
Ronnie on the staff.
Okay.
Well, Lauren.
I would like just a second here.
Rob Robinson. Well,
who is for and against?
A second.
Don't we alternate? We don't have much.
What we'll do
yet.
Is.
That's for procedural who, stuff. Who, this is substantive.
Who's that?
Oh, Lonnie against, I guess.
All right, just a second. Okay, who wants to speak against? Give me the
Don
name.
Don White
who
wants to speak.
Point of information, may I ask who seconded this motion?
It comes from a committee. It doesn't require a second.
Thank you, I'm sorry.
All right, who wants to speak against this motion?
Lonnie.
Lonnie wants to speak against the motion.
Okay.
Yeah. And
Don White speaks for.
And who else wants to speak against this motion?
I want to speak for it. This is Rob.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ken Freeland would like to speak. I do not know whether it's for or against.
What we could do is we have just a couple of minutes left here for each person. Be 1 minute. 1 minute against each one, 1 minute for. Go, Lonnie.
I asked to put my name on the stack, so I don't know if I didn't hear you repeat it.
Who's that? And Lavarne, what you
Ray.
Want? You want to yes or no?
Four.
You want to go four?
Yes.
Okay, why don't we just take 2 for and 2 against? All right. Oh, Dave has spoken for, and let's take.
Well, Dave doesn't count. He brings the motion. He's making the report.
Well, Madam.
So two.
Mary.
Point of order.
Right. That's okay. He's not chair. He's not acting a chair anymore.
No. My point of order is the maker or the bringer of the motion speaks to it, and then there are. He's saying what it's about. Then we
it
have two
committee.
For two
it
against.
Was a committee.
Yeah, so he's making the committee report.
Okay, all right.
It.
So we'll get 2 for and 2 against.
Exactly.
All right. So who wants to go against it?
Well, I'm out against
it. Lonnie and who else? Lonnie, you're the only one against it?
Well, maybe I'll get 2 turns.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, and Patty, just give them 2 minutes each.
Well, my points are very straightforward. When you have a policy that says when the contract changes, it should be brought to the attention, it's far too vague when it changes. And I think that's the first point. It's far too vague. And it makes everything suspect to review. Therefore, you end up with selective enforcement. The second thing is it bypasses the entire finance committee and its structure. The finance committee has reviewed contracts. That's its charge, not the governance committee. This sets up a rump structure going around the finance committee to the coordinating committee. The third part of it is, while the board did ask governance to look into it, the components of this, the board did not ask that the bylaw change. And some parts of this motion, in fact, change the bylaws, and therefore are illegal. I think that also there is a, it's piecemeal, that when you do a governance policy, and the board does have before them a comprehensive set of governance policies that other organizations use, governance policies are centering around the board, not around management. Governance policies intended for the board, we sent along 60 pages of governance policies that other organizations use. So I think it is misdirected. And it cherry picks, too. It picks at, particular things around governance it wants to deal with, but it ignores a number of other items that governance also includes. Everything from, I won't go into it, it's in the central office. And then the last thing is just micromanagement. Every transaction, most would be affected by this, even if you were to ignore the policies that are already on the table. The last point I'll make is there are a number of other board policies passed by the board and the finance committee and at the budget site that already governs contracts. And that has to be looked at in conjunction with how they interact with the ones that this policy that's being proposed. And I think that hasn't been done. That's it.
Bob, 45 seconds for this item.
I move to extend 5 minutes to allow the speakers on the stack to speak.
Second. This is Lydia. Can you add me to the stack, or are we cutting off?
Lydia, you want to go against it? Or?
You know, I would like to hear who the stack is right now.
Don, just a second. Hold it. Let me just, first of all, make sure you get acknowledged, all right? Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Is Ken Freeland on? Ken Freeland wants to be on the stack somewhere.
Madam, secretary, he will let me know.
Point
if
of order.
That he doesn't want. Point of order, Dave.
I made a motion that I believe was seconded to extend time to allow those on the stack to speak.
I didn't hear a second.
Lisa Davis, I thought, seconded.
Yeah, I seconded.
All right, okay. That's fine. Okay, let's go ahead and vote on that. Any objections to extending 5 minutes? No objections?
If the motion is actually just to extend until people who are on the stack can finish speaking, correct?
Extend 5 minutes.
Extend 5 minutes.
That's it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4 people on the stack. So go ahead, Don, speak for 30 seconds or whatever.
Well, first of all, I'm very concerned that 1 hour into the meeting, we're actually taking up a very substantial piece of foundation business, and then we've limited it so incredibly. I agree with Dave. This was a bad decision. I speak in favor of this. I believe this is part of the incremental process of the board taking on its responsibilities, its fiduciary responsibilities, to oversee some of the financial contracts that we enter into. And to me, this is a very, very important step forward. It really acknowledges that the board has to oversee some of the more substantial contractual commitments that we make. Now, there's a lot I wanted to say about this, but I'll let it go at that. I think, however, when we take up these extraordinarily important issues of foundation business, we should not curtail them to 10 minutes and really short-circuit this process.
Thank you. Rob?
Yes, I'd just like to... I'm in a car, so I'm going to come through. I would just like to say that it is the job of the board to set policy. I am not aware of any comprehensive policy around procurement that's been promulgated by management up to this point. And it's the responsibility of the governance committee to put that in place. The governance committee solicited the input of management. We didn't get a response back from management. Now we hear that management doesn't like the policy, and yet they have not provided us with the input that we asked for. So once again, we're at loggerheads where the board is trying to set policy. We consult with management and ask for their input and support so that we can work constructively, and the response is we don't get a response. So I don't know how the governance committee is supposed to operate if we can't get management to work cooperatively with us in a critical area like procurement. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair, point of information?
Yes, what's your point of information?
Is it not true that Lonnie and Dan signed a $75,000 lease on equipment without going through the finance committee?
That's not a point of information. That's kind of either. So that's something.
Isn't that a point of information?
No, there's all kind of information, but
no.
Okay.
We're talking about a contract. We're not talking about any specific contract. We're talking about policies and stuff. Thank you very much, Levan.
Yes, thank you. I would like to speak. Basically in favor, but also I would like Lonnie to have the opportunity to perhaps suggest that we refer this to finance, because I think Lonnie had put out within this month, I believe, his policies that I guess he had developed that had been shared on a number of items, and I realize he's trying to work these issues now through the finance committee. But the point is that, as people have said, we're trying to lay out some type of policy, and also including some type of monitoring of these actions when they take place, because there's lots of policy out there, and unless you monitor them and then speak to them, then it's just there. So, I applaud governance in terms of trying to make a stab at this, and I think that if there's some serious issues that Lonnie believes that he has, I think perhaps he should move a substitute or refer to finance and to... this issue, though, is very important. As Teresa had asked the question, it was $66,000 in equipment, and that we do need to address this. Thanks.
Mr. Chair,
yes.
I thought we did the protocol of 2 and 2.
I'm sorry.
I thought we had a practice of, we established a procedure of 2-for-2 against.
Well, that was the processes itself. We did, never did adopt it for.
Okay, well, can I use the time just to do a other...
Second, let me go through
point,
the...
Point, point, point,
time.
Order, no? We have
please,
a motion,
one,
do we
please.
Not, to refer
Mary,
to finance?
Mary,
is
Mary,
that correct?
Mary, please ask for point of information if you want
it. I did. I said point of order. I'm sorry, I meant information.
And what is the point of information?
Have we... Do I understand that there's that Lavorne made a motion to refer this to finance committee?
No, she has not made a motion.
No, I did not. I'm
right.
Sorry, Ms.
Thank you. Thank you. Lydia?
Time. I'm sorry, we're on time.
That's, all right. Any motion to extend time?
Move to extend 5 minutes.
A second.
So I'd like 30 seconds to respond as well, Greg.
Any
objections?
Just a second here. Greg, hold on. Any objections to extending time for 5 minutes?
I have to hear what Rob was saying.
Okay. 5 minutes are extended, and on the stack is Lydia.
Honey?
Okay, this is Lydia. Okay, so I support this, but that doesn't mean that there can't be little tweaks. I know that today I spoke to Ursula regarding affiliates and so forth, although certainly the affiliates committee could probably tweak that. I later spoke to Dave, so there are always going to be little things that we could tweak, and we can also slightly amend or whatever, if we need to after this discussion. It doesn't mean we flush the whole thing down the toilet, because I think that it's very sound in its principles and in its development. But we, you know, we can discuss the pros and the cons of having it in finance versus having it with the coordinating committee and those kinds of issues. But I think that fundamentally we need to support this and move on and vote on it tonight, even if we tweak it at some level.
Who else was?
Mr.
Right.
Chair?
Yes, who's this? Lonnie?
Lonnie?
Go ahead, Lonnie.
Well, I just wanted to respond. When the call for feedback from management was asked for, what was sent to this board was a 60-page comprehensive response. That's what it was. It said, what is the staff's view of governance policies and of these kinds of issues? That document was sent in January 2004, and resent. Again, I think a couple of weeks ago. So there has been a response, and a massive one. It's just not being read. So it has been responded, and the second area of response from the staff was it through the Finance Committee, where a specific policy, and this board passed those policies on contracts, which is in the board record and in the minutes, which was a very focused, clear policy that did deal with contracts. And then in the budget that was passed by this board, there was an additional policy that was passed dealing with these issues. So there has been a response, and it's a response in the form of specific operational policies that we as managers feel are workable, doable, won't bring the network to a stop, and uses the existing structure. So there has been a response, and the board has passed those particular policies that are already on the books.
Okay,
and all
you.
I'm saying is maybe you ought to bring those policies to light so all people will understand what is already in place and see if those are adequate.
All right.
If not, move on. But I think they've been agreed to by this board.
Point of
thank
order.
You very much.
Point of order.
Yes, Dave.
At time, we should dispense with the motion.
I would still like to speak.
Unless somebody wants to extend time.
No, there's 2 minutes left. I was telling Lonnie his time was up.
Okay, 2 minutes
I
left.
I still like to speak.
Just a second. Hold it. I know who's on the stand. I think it's... I want to give some time here to Greg. He's the new ED. Welcome, Greg. And give me your thoughts here to all of us here. What's your thoughts, sir?
Yes. Well, I haven't spoken on this, and of course, this policy predates by quite a long time my tenure here, and I speak in favor of the substance of it. I think the key provisions are new contracts that are not existing or repeat contracts. 14 days is a key provision. These are the things that matter to me. I think you are executing your fiduciary responsibility, and I do believe also 6 months for review is also part of this motion, which means that we are simply talking about something that would be in effect from the time of passage to probably sometime late in the summer, early fall, and would allow for a lot of adjustment during that period of time. I think we can tweak it, but I do think that this is longstanding, and I wanted the board to know that I'm fundamentally in support.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, anybody else?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to clarify one point.
Sure. Go ahead.
With respect to finance, the policy calls for the finance committee to review policies over the specified dollar amount as a matter of course.
Okay. So we're ready to
vote
on this motion.
Point of order.
Sure. Go ahead, Dave.
When I originally made the motion to cut this from 40 to 10 minutes, I specifically said in order that it not be voted on tonight and be voted on at a later meeting. So I think it's out of order to bring the motion itself to a vote tonight, because that goes against the motion the board adopted earlier.
Point of order.
Could you read the motion there, Bob's motion, Madam Secretary?
Point of order.
Yes, Dave. What's point of order?
The motion was to truncate the period, not to exclude. If Bob wants to make a motion to now postpone consideration, that's in order, but I don't believe the motion passed in the setting of the agenda did that.
Dave, let me ask read the motion. Bob Letter's motion. Teresa?
Dave, I'd like to ask you if you can speak up. Teresa and I are having a struggle to hear on a really loud speakerphone. We can hardly hear what you're saying. And also, why don't we be assured that I'm on the stack, please? Thank you.
We're on time, you know.
Teresa?
Yes? Can you hear me?
Yeah. What is Bob Ledger's motion? Could you read the wording?
The motion from the agenda setting portion of the meeting. The motion to reduce the time for this item.
Oh. Well, frankly, okay. Bob Letter's motion was to change the contract policy to 10 minutes.
That's it, period.
That was it. Let me ask a question. Is Ken Freeland on or off on the stack? He wanted to be on the stack, and we're still not clear.
Madam Chair, I am... Madam Secretary, Ken Freeland.
My turn to speak?
Well, no, you please speak out loud so that I know that you want to be on the stack. I did not hear you, and also identify yourself when you want to be on the stack, because there are 22 other people here.
Yes, sir, but my understanding was that I had previously been, at the very beginning, requested to be on the stack to make an amendment, and I was assured I was already on the stack. I'm concerned that I'm not there right yet.
All right.
We didn't hear it.
Would you like to speak now regarding this motion?
I would like to speak now, yes. Thank you.
Now, please go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You're welcome.
In the interest of transparency, one of my constituents requests that the language in the first paragraph, or which is to say the first full paragraph, be changed to read, "will inform the PMB Coordinating Committee and the LSBs," without the parenthetical clauses that were attached in the first place. So we'll simply read, "will inform the PMB Coordinating Committee and the LSBs of the intent to develop, establish, or enter into new contracts at least 14 days before taking action on such contracts." There wouldn't be any limitation on informing the local station boards.
All right, so that's
every local
station
board would therefore be informed of each pending new contract of the sort.
Okay.
Point of information?
Excuse me, we've been out of time here for a while now.
Yeah.
Star, it's Bob. I have a motion.
Motion, time to extend? If nothing?
Motion to extend
may
5 minutes.
Second.
Okay, just a second. Patty, you said you want a motion to extend 5 minutes?
5 minutes, yes.
And
so
who seconded?
Second.
Let's see what the vote.
Okay. So, motion to extend 5 minutes. Any objections to extending 5 minutes? No. Okay, so who's on the stack? Who likes to on the stack?
Bob?
Motion to amend?
Who
seconded the motion to extend to 5 minutes?
I seconded it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sarv, did you hear me? It's Bob.
Okay, Bob, you're on the stack. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I'm up? Okay.
Yep.
I move to postpone this this item to the next teleconference.
There's an amendment by Ken. Did that get second? I didn't hear any second to that.
Mr. Chair, I believe that died for lack of second.
Okay, good. Okay, Bob, go ahead.
I move to postpone to the next this item to the next teleconference.
I second.
Okay, it's been seconded. Any objection to postponing it to the next? And any discussion? Any objection?
Actually, at time we can't.
At time, so we have to take a vote. All right, Madam
Secretary,
go ahead, take a vote on this. It's Bob's motion to postpone to the next meeting.
Okay, this is the motion to postpone by letterer.
Yeah. Second by Lisa, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
First person to vote will be Rosalinda Palacios.
Yes.
Mary Bird?
No.
LaVarn Williams?
No.
Patty Heffley?
No.
Ray LaForest?
Yes.
Bob Letterer?
Yes.
Lisa Davis?
Yes.
David Adelson?
No.
Alan Minsky?
No.
Don White?
No.
Lydia Brazon?
No.
Teresa Allen? No. Sandy Weinman? Sandy Weinman? I'll put pass for now.
No. Allen? No.
Abstain.
Okay. Did Sandy Weinman, did you vote?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I vote no.
Thank you. Ken Friedman is abstain. Deb Shafto?
No.
Thank you. Steve Pierce appears to be absent. Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
Thank you. A.C. Bird?
No.
Thank you. Rob Robinson?
No.
Thank you. Serena Shakir?
Yes.
Thank you. Star Brandawa?
Well, oh, I can't, I'm sure.
And to the passes, there were no passes. The vote is yeses 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 yeses. No is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 11, 12. The motion fails to postpone.
Okay, so then we go to the original motion.
So are we ready to vote on the motion?
Ready to vote on the motion.
Mm-hmm. So this is the...
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
This is Sandy. I move to refer this back to committee for the tweaks that Greg Gumma spoke of, and to further iron out some of the detail.
Second.
Do I have to wait for that point of order?
Yeah.
No.
We're in the middle of a vote, aren't we?
Yeah, we're just voting.
No. Vote has been taken, and this is another motion. It's a different motion. It's a substitute motion in a way.
I'm sorry, correct. You're fading in and out, Sarv.
It's a substitute motion.
Sir, I believe that without an extension of time, it's out of order.
We still have time, motions. Right? Patty, we have, how much time we have?
We are at about 3 minutes.
All right, so...
We have 3 minutes or yeah. We're out 3 minutes?
Okay, Mary, could you please refrain from... I'll talk to the secretary and she can tell us.
We were 3 minutes. It's like 2 minutes left.
All right, 2 minutes left. Okay, so here's the amended motion that's seconded. Discussion?
Point of information?
Sure.
Referred to whom?
What committee?
Hello?
To what committee are you asking that it be referred? You said back. Does that imply it goes back to the governance committee?
Sandy?
Who made the motion?
Sandy Weinman.
Sandy Weinman did.
Sandy.
Oh, Jesus.
Andy Wayman.
And he moved, and then he moved on.
I don't hear a second, so...
Andy Wayman.
I'm having fun with the mute button. I said refer back to governance. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I have a question as well, because you said the Goomba tweaks. He didn't have specific tweaks. He just said in the next 6 months we could tweak.
Yeah.
Lydia, is that a point of information?
That's a question. So I'm asking what tweaks is he talking about?
There are no questions. Either it's a point
tweaks
of information
is part of his.
If you're asking me,
tweaks are part of his motion.
Oh, yes.
He said. Send back to governance for tweaks.
For further discussion, remove the word tweaks. My apologies.
Right, but...
Okay, just a second. Sandy, go ahead and rephrase your motion.
I'd like to refer this this issue back to the governance committee for further discussion.
Is there a second on that?
Yes, there was a second.
Who was second? Who seconded that?
Teresa, just second.
Two people.
Okay.
Get that name.
Yeah.
Ray and Ambrose.
Thank you.
Okay, discussion.
Oh,
and
shoot, the battery's low. Time. We don't have time for discussion.
We are at time.
We have to vote.
We want to
vote.
Well, we'll take up or down. We'll go just take a vote. I haven't heard anybody extend time, so let's take a vote on it.
Yes, we're out of time now.
Anybody?
I gotta get this beeper.
Anybody objects to Sandy Weinman's motion?
Yes.
I object.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's take it over. Go ahead, Madam Secretary.
So this is a vote to refer to the governance committee.
That's exactly right.
Further discussion. Yeah.
All right. We see. Last one we start with. Okay, we're gonna start with Mary Bird.
No.
For our information, this is Ray Porter, whatever.
Yes, that's Ray.
Shouldn't this motion have a time as to when we should hear from this discussion would end?
It doesn't have any time on it. It just says refer to the governance committee for further discussion. That's the motion.
Okay,
LaVarne Williams.
Are we voting already? Oh,
pass. Yes, we're voting.
Thank you.
Pass.
Thank you, LaVarne. Patty Heffley?
No.
Thank you. Ray LaForest?
Yes.
Thank you. Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Thank you. Lisa Davis?
Yes.
Thank you. David Adelson?
No.
Alan Minsky?
No.
Thank you. Don White?
No.
Thank you. Lydia Brazon? Lydia Brazon?
No.
Teresa Allen is no. Sandy Weinman?
Yes.
Ken Freeland?
No.
Deb Schaff?
No.
Thank you. Steve Pierce appears to be absent. Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
Thank you. A.C. Bird? A.C. Bird? I'll put him as a pass. Rob Robinson?
No.
Thank you. Serena Shakir?
Yes.
Thank you. Fundawa is chairing. Rosalinda Palacios?
Abstain.
Thank you. Back to A.C. Bird. I'm marking him.
This is LaVarne. The answer is no.
No to LaVarne. Okay, and okay. Counting. The yeses are 1, 2. I'm sorry. Mary Berg, you were a no, correct?
I'm a no.
I'm sorry. Yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Good. So we go to a vote on the motion.
All right.
Okay, so we're ready.
All right. We go to the main motion, and Madam Secretary, go ahead and take the roll call.
Do we say this is a motion from Adelson or a motion from committee?
Motion
from the
governance
committee.
Governance committee. All right, we're going to start with...
Can we repeat the main motion?
It's the contract.
Main motion is...
what's on the agenda?
It's about one page.
Okay.
Yep.
And
the contract
I think it's
policy
sent to everybody, and I think everybody knows it.
Okay.
We have it read for people who may be listening.
Okay, all right, let's read.
Want me to read it?
Go ahead, read it, Madam Secretary.
The executive director, CFO, or relevant executive with responsibility for the contract will inform the PNB Coordinating Committee, in parentheses, for contracts concerning national units or network-wide contracts, in parentheses, for the LSB, in parentheses, for...
Are the LSB?
for contracts concerning local stations to be signed by a station, local station executive, in parentheses, of the extent to develop, establish, or enter into new contracts for at least 14 days before taking action on those contracts. This notification shall be provided by email. The policy shall apply to contracts for which any of the following apply. 1, standard employment contracts. 2, insurance contracts. 3, contracts addressing intellectual property and or distribution rights for programming produced by Pacifica or using Pacifica's facilities or to be aired or distributed by Pacifica. Number 4, standard affiliate contracts. Number 5, contracts with aggregate annual amounts of over $30,000. The coordinating committee, in parentheses, for contracts concerning national units or network-wide contracts, in parentheses, or the LSB, for contracts concerning local stations, in parentheses, shall have authority to request PNB review prior to execution of particular contracts if it feels that review or approval are to fulfill responsibilities defined in the bylaws necessary. The coordinating committee may refer appropriate contracts for review to other committees for the PNB for review. The coordinating committee shall include a list of all contract notifications received and referrals in its minutes. Since the policy concerns oversight of the power of the ED and or CFO to execute contracts, the ED and CFO shall recuse themselves from any vote, but not discussion, of the coordinating committee on whether to request review or approval by the PNB. The National Finance Committee shall be notified of all contracts for annual amounts over the specified dollar amounts prior to the signing of the contract. The intent is that the policy shall apply for standard contracts when such contracts are created or altered, but such review is not required for each execution or renewal of the standard contract with each particular party. This policy applies to review/approval processes for contracts. It is the intent of the Governance Committee, in collaboration with the Administrative Council, to develop further policies on the contracting process concerning issues such as competitive bidding, documenting needs or rationale for the contract, etc. This policy shall remain in effect for 6 months, at which time potential changes to the policy may be considered.
All right.
Is this last sentence part of the policy? The governance?
Yes.
Is that part of the policy?
The whole thing is the motion.
All right,
the governance committee is working on specific policies to apply to review of union contracts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ready to vote? LaVarne Williams?
Pass.
Patty Heffley?
Yes.
Ray LaForest? Ray LaForest?
I pass, sorry.
I'm sorry, you're passing?
Yes.
Pass. Okay, Bob Lederer?
Pass.
Pass. Lisa Davis?
Abstain.
Abstain. David Adelson?
Yes.
Yes. Alan Minsky?
Yes.
Thank you. Don White?
Yes.
Thank you. Lydia Berzon?
Yes.
Thank you. Teresa Allen, yes. Sandy? Sandy Weinman?
Yes.
Thank you. Ken Freeland?
Yes.
Thank you. Deb Schaff?
Yes.
Thank you. Steve Pierce appears to be absent. Ambrose Lane?
No.
Okay, A.C. Byrd?
Pass.
Pass. Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Zarina Shakir?
I was just off the phone. What are we voting on now?
The contract policy as it came out of the governance committee?
I abstain.
For now?
She abstained.
Abstain.
Thank you. Sarge Randhawa? I'm sorry, he's chairing. Rosalinda Palacios?
Pass.
Pass. All right. LaVarne Williams?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Ray LaForest?
Abstain.
Abstain, thank you. Bob Lederer?
Abstain.
Abstain, thank you. Lisa Davis is abstain, I'm sorry. A.C. Byrd?
Abstain.
Abstain. And Rosalinda Palacios?
Yes.
Yes.
Secretary, you never vote for me. Mary Berg, I vote yes.
I'm sorry, Mary. I'm very sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm here.
Three times I'm sorry. May I go?
That's okay. Just so you put me down for yes.
Thank you. Yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. And the no is 1.
Okay, that takes us to the end of the agenda item.
And that passes.
Thank you very much.
Carrie.
And Mr. Chair, I hand the floor back to you.
Thank you very much. We're
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Okay, it is now 9:40, which this took an extra 23 minutes, just so everybody wants to know that.
Yes.
Thank you. And we don't have time to waste then. The next item is the Coordinating Committee report on training in the March PMB meeting. The first thing in the report, I was reminded by a member of the committee today that the board did, that the committee did consider the motion to bring the LSB chairs to this meeting, and that motion was not approved by the board, by the committee, so the committee is not proposing that motion at this time. The motion that is coming forward from the coordinating committee is that the executive director shall present a proposal for a training session on Friday, March 24th. For the Pacifica National Board on race diversity bias, race slash diversity slash bias, and that that proposal will be approved by the PNB. The date set was 3/13, but given that our meeting is now set for the 10th, I would recommend that without objection we modify that date till the 10th. So that's the motion before us from the coordinating committee. There,
do I have a copy of that motion, Dave?
Actually, I do not know. I will check. Let me look while we have discussion. Patty, did we approve 10 minutes for this item?
Yes, that's right, 10 minutes.
Okay, so we have about 8 minutes left. Discussion.
The wording is what was in here.
Ken Freeland, like the answer.
Okay. Hello, this is Ray.
Okay, I have Ken and then Ray.
Thank you. I'm recalling the conversation. Next. Okay, I'm recalling the conversation that we had in our teleconference on related issues, and there seemed to be a pretty strong sense there that in addition to these items, there was also a need for some general training on dealing with civility and incivility in our various events and meetings and so forth. And I'm wondering why that's omitted from the coordinating committee's recommendation.
Just to clarify, what I wrote was based on fragmentary minutes that was received, so I didn't have the actual formal motion that we approved from our secretary, and the sense of the discussion on the coordinating committee was that the ED would incorporate the various suggestions, and I'd like to ask other members of the committee if they can clarify. I believe the motion was Ambrose's. Ambrose, can you clarify the motion for us?
I'm sorry, what did you say, Dave?
I believe this motion to have the ED present the plan was your motion, and I did not get from the, I was not able to get from the secretary the exact wording of the motion. My recollection is that the sense of your motion was that the ED would incorporate the various suggestions and come with the concrete plan of what the training would cover. Is that accurate?
That's exactly right, working with the HR director.
Is that responsive to your question, Ken?
Okay, so that we're not bound by the language on your agenda here. We're simply following from the sense of that meeting and the suggestions that were made to the ED at that meeting, correct?
The motion is that the ED shall present a training proposal for a training session on Friday, March 24th. So you're asking for the issue on race diversity bias.
Correct.
So would you like to amend that language to read race diversity bias and conduct?
Civility.
Okay, is there a second to that amendment?
Second.
Okay, that's been seconded. Is there any objection to adding that?
Yes.
I'll object, he's right.
Okay, Ray, you're next on the stack.
Patty.
You're... Okay, so there's objections. We're speaking to the amendment now. Go ahead, Ray.
Well, actually, this is coming right into what I was going to talk about. Not only, I would say as far back as 3 years, as we're looking at these issues, the wisdom was that
it made sense to isolate race and bias, I mean race and, what was the second term again?
Nationality. Diversity in this case.
Race, diversity, yeah. Bias, and civility.
Yeah. Actually, so the term we use were race and nationality, and the original statement that brought these issues forward reorganized many other issues, including what I implied in the bias, but suggested very strongly that they be adopted separately and consider the race issue as a strong one that we should tackle first. And that is one point. So because of that reason, I do agree with the philosophy that I object to broadening it further. Second, we receive an email from the HR dealing with that issue, specifically saying that it would be possible to have a training, and I have it in front of me, I could read some excerpts if I want, that it would be broken down, would have to be broken down into different trainings. Some of them require legal advice, she said. There would be logistical questions and so on. So for that reason, I would suggest that we not only not add this language, but that we strike a bias from it.
Okay, so there's been a substitute to strike both civility and bias.
That's just
a substitute amendment. No, it's to strike bias and civility from the language. So that's now the discussion. Who else would like to speak? Yes?
Bob?
Point
okay.
of information?
I mean, Patty was first.
Oh, yeah, she is, but the point of information is president.
To Ray, didn't you intend also to strike the word diversity in order to, didn't you want the focus on race and nationality?
Is that this to me?
I'm going to rule that not a point of information. Go ahead. That's an amendment if you'd like to make it. Go ahead, Patty.
It's kind of almost funny just to hear someone want to strike civility out of emotion and bias. I think it's kind of funny almost. I think all of us are suffering from one form of poor treatment or another, and I think we should start at the top of basics of treatment of each other. Civility is probably a good place to start. And it can include all those things. I personally think that what I'm really would love to have in a training someday is a board training, since we've never had that. But I would accept the civility. I would not strike any of those things. I think we need them all. I think that's what I would have. Thank you.
Further discussion?
Hello?
This is Lydia. Can you add
me? Okay, wait. I heard Lisa.
Right,
I heard Lydia. I heard Greg. Right. And Bob had wanted, I think, to make an amendment. Actually, we have two before us now. Is that AC I'm hearing?
Yeah.
Okay. We have two before us, so we can't process new amendments until we've processed these. So
3 minutes?
I'll just go down the stack quickly.
Mr.
Yes.
We have Bob Letter's motion to strike bias and civility, correct?
We have Ray's motion to strike civility. Actually, we have the original motion
right.
to add civility, and then we have a motion to strike bias and civility. And that's what we're at right now, and we have to dispense
like
with that.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes,
whose motion was it to add civility?
It was
Ken's.
Yes, Sarf.
I would like to. I'd like to make a little small amendment here.
In order. Other people are on the stack before you, and we're down to 3 minutes. So we're going to process these motions without a motion to extend.
Okay.
Okay. So now we're going to vote on the amendment. How much time is left, Patty?
We're at about 2 minutes now.
Okay. If people want to speak to this, I need a motion to extend.
A motion to extend.
I'll second that.
By how much?
5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Is there an objection? Okay. I'm going to go down the list. By the way, we have to vote these motions before we can accept additional amendments. Bob?
Do you have your CD ready?
Can you come back to me when the floor is open for new amendments?
Yes. Lisa?
Okay. I'm just going to go on and speak. I know that, Ray has an amendment on the floor, but I just want to speak to this point in terms of the issue is not about, in my opinion, not incorporating or not ever discussing some of these other very serious issues, but these issues are so serious that I even know just like one session even on racism really is not going to be enough, but they have to be, I mean, I would be for just having the first session or whatever on racism alone because, again, these issues are so serious. They are so deep. And we get into the issue of racism, even civility or sexism. They all, I mean, it's very intense. It's almost like they would require separate sessions or separate training sessions. And I'm even looking at something, I believe, from Yolanda Thomas, who I believe is the HR director. Please correct me if I'm wrong. But she even refers to, you know, it's not conceivable to have, you know, hold on a moment, please. That she even says that there might have to be several different trainings to cover some of these areas. So that is why I would be for just having a training that focuses primarily on racism, and this is not at the exclusion of others, but with the intent or the hope that we can discuss some of the other ones in ongoing training sessions or something. But they're very serious issues.
I want to ask as a point of information to the executive director, Greg, the intent of this was to, because we had a similar discussion on the coordinating committee, to allow you to consult with a variety of board members and work out a concrete proposal. Would you be able, you think, to discuss this issue with board members at their convenience and yours and come up with a couple of alternatives that we could consider as concrete matter on our next call?
I think that's very over-optimistic because
okay.
I do think you have some very distinct
so we have to decide
agendas
now.
Here. I think that it's better to give direction to myself and Yolanda to ask us to resolve the conflicts over direction that exists on the board.
Great.
Is this my time to speak yet?
I'll get you after Lydia. Lydia,
okay.
I have Lydia, Greg, AC, and Sarv.
I'd like to be on the stack, Don.
Yes, I know we have...
Okay, I got yours, Lydia.
Yes, way back since I was on the IPMB, so how long has that been, like 3 years or something? That we were dealing with race and nationality, and that's how we chose to, after lengthy discussions such as this, as to why not to include the others, not minimizing the importance of them. But as Yolanda and others have already expressed, that they need concentrated, it's the opposite. It's not that you're trying to minimize them or take them out of the equation, but rather that you want to give them the same attention as you're giving race and nationality. So I do believe that it's a matter of having ongoing training. Besides that, we had chosen to move the agenda item on code of conduct to another meeting. We took it off of this agenda. That's where the issue of civility comes in, I believe, and that is a particular subject matter, and I think we should focus on race and nationality because for several years now we have been putting it off and putting it off and putting it off, and now is the time. Let's just move on. And I also think to help Greg, I think it should be a small committee rather than, you know, just send him off to the whole board, or as he says, he needs some direction, so perhaps, you know, two or three people or whatever to help him out.
Greg.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Yolanda is already working on this, but I think a couple of context points. One is that you and I, Dave, have been working on an overarching agenda, as you know, for the overall PMB meeting, and that proposal hasn't been seen by the board yet, but what it implies is that we would have approximately 4.5 hours during Friday, as is currently proposed, for this entire training. And I've discussed this with Yolanda, and given that we have to discuss what the policies are now, and we also do have to get into, to some extent, CPB diversity requirements because we have a pending matter to deal with, that doesn't take a tremendous amount of time. And for that reason, Yolanda has asked for a closer focus and feeling that this could be part of a series now of training sessions. the question that you have to deal with is, where do you begin? I want to remind you that the original motion that was the LeVon Williams motion from 12906, which is the basis for this discussion, indicates that the training will be in the areas of, but not limited to, gender, ethnic, class, physical disability, sensitivity, biases. That was the original motion. That is the motion that was forwarded to Yolanda and on which she is currently proceeding. And so what we need from you is not a committee, but a clear direction as to which of these issues are going to be dealt with. At our retreat, other issues were raised to even expand this discussion even further. Those issues were the question of labor law and political power, as Ray has repeated tonight. So you have a rather long laundry list, and you have to make some choices because you will really only have approximately 3 or perhaps 3.5 hours to devote to this. And so you have diversity training, you have the question of civility, and you have the question of race. And that, in my mind, is what you're debating as to which of these will have primacy in March.
AC.
Yeah, I just wanted to
Hi.
Ask Ray. Hello?
We're at time. May I have a motion to extend by 6 minutes to allow, 8 minutes to allow the remaining three speakers on the stack? And
so moved.
So moved.
Without objection? Eight more minutes. We have AC, Sarv, Rosalinda, and then we'll be voting.
Yeah, I wanted to request from Ray if he would consider quantifying these issues, and perhaps the retreat should be a day-long retreat or a two-day retreat. But at least, even if not, then at least would you place them in sequence, since all of them need to be addressed. I mean, I would agree to the priority that you set forth, but I just wondered if you would consider having all of them dealt with.
In what remains of AC's time, can you answer that, Ray?
Sorry, can you say that again?
No, I was saying, is it possible for you to prioritize them? Extend the amount of time that we have for the retreat so that all of them can be discussed. But if you want race and nationality as being the first one, then we should quantify it in that regard so that we don't miss any of them, even if we have to stagger them in different times.
But I think this discussion should be taken later or done by the HR director and look at the logistical issues behind them. The point I made, well, at first, this is that initiated the discussions, and at the very early stage, all those issues were all included, there was a feeling that it was necessary, because of the nature of the role of racism in the society, to prioritize it. One, second, there's a point that Lydia made very well that logistically speaking, it is not possible, and Greg made it also, to deal with them efficiently. So instead of overloading the table and wind up doing all of it poorly, and maybe that's the intent, I'm strongly suggesting that this be done, and I clearly don't see how we could do one sort of training and not do others.
Okay, we're at time for that. Sarv?
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. I agree that I don't want to minimize the importance of any one of these, race, diversity, nationality, gender biases, all other kind of biases that we have. But as a practical matter, I don't think that we're going to be able to address them in a very limited amount of time. I do know that the race and diversity, these biases and the impact on human psyche, I know it runs very, very deep and it comes through generations of human beings. And it is, in my mind, it is of the utmost importance to address it at our Pacific National Board. I know that, you know, it's just like saying, it's a very simple thing that we could say some things that we don't even realize that we have offended people, that we have really shown them our deep-seated biases, and I think in race and nationality, diversity of different kind of people, we have to just limit it to and have a good, thorough discussion on it. whichever items we take. So I don't think our human resource director is going to be able to deal with most of them, and she might need some outside help. And I think if we can limit it to some specific area, then she might have a good luck. But if she wants to find out all different area expertise, she's not going to be able to do it. So if
Rob Robinson,
I suggest that we limit it to race and national diversity here too, and then take the other elements at a later discussion.
Point of information?
Thank you.
Yes.
Mr. Chair, I seem to have heard conflicting statements from Ray LaForest and Greg Guma. Did the HR director say that she was capable of addressing the issues as expressed by LaVarne Williams' motion?
Greg, can you clarify that for us?
Yeah, I'm back. She said very clearly that this was too broad an agenda to be dealt with in one day, and she saw it as part of a series, and she was looking for a more specific focus before, and she was going to bring in outside people, has already contacted them, and we have a meeting set up for the 27th to discuss this, and that's why it's important to have that focus. She didn't express a personal preference. She just said we had to narrow it in some way. And the motion that she had did not specifically address race as the central question.
Thank
Could
you.
I get on the stack, Mr.
No, we don't have
time. I'd also like to get on the stack.
We
no.
have Rosalinda, and then we have time for a vote. And if we extend time further, then we lose the opportunity to spend it on other items. So I'm going to finish with Rosalinda, then I'll ask if people want a motion to extend to allow the people who have asked to continue. Rosalinda?
Yes, I would agree. I've attended many of these types of trainings throughout the years, and you can't put everything in 3 hours. We just do not even give each item, you know, enough time for people to understand why we're discussing the issue of racism. And so I would say that we should make, if we're only going to have 3 to 4.5 hours, that it be on the issue of racism, and that we are going to be having subsequent meetings that we just divide all the others into other trainings for other times that we meet. And I agree with our human resources person. We can't have somebody just come in, a speaker, and just talk on these issues. I think we need to have more. The training is a training, and I don't think we want a speaker. So I would hope that the consultant group that we get would do more than speak to us, but that we would have group work, that we have articles to review, and that there be, individual, you know, one-on-one little sessions, and that it be very interactive.
That's
okay. Are we going to extend time?
This is LaVarne. I'd like to extend time another 6 minutes, please.
Six minutes has been requested. Is there objection?
We have 1 minute
objection.
Left right now, Mr. Chair.
Objection. I call for the vote.
Okay. There's been an objection. Will you call the roll, Teresa?
Okay. The motion is to add 6 minutes?
Yep.
8 minutes?
Five. I'm sorry, five.
5 minutes. The vote is to extend time. There was
okay.
an objection. We're voting to extend time.
Point of information, though, does this vote come into the 5 minutes?
We will have to dispense with this item. If this fails, we go straight to a vote and dispense with all pending questions.
Vote to extend for 5 minutes.
Other motions will not be in order if this fails to achieve
the 2/3.
Okay, Patty
Heffley?
Abstain.
Abstain, did you say?
Yep.
Okay, Ray LaForest? Pass for now. Bob Letterer?
Yes.
Yes. Lisa Davis?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Alan Minsky?
Abstain.
Thank you. Don White?
Yes.
Thank you. Lydia Brisson?
Yes.
Teresa Allen is yes. Sandy Wyman?
Yes.
Thank you. Ken Freeland? Abstain. Thank you. Deb Shafto? Deb Shafto?
Sorry, yes.
Thank you. Pierce is Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
Thank you. A.C. Bird?
Yes.
Thank you. Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Thank you. Reserina Shakir?
Yes.
Thank you. Rondawa?
Yes.
Thank you. Rosalinda Palacios?
Epstein.
Epstein. Mary Berg?
Yes.
Thank you. LaVarne Williams?
Yes, thank you.
And the forest.
Yes.
Okay, the motion to extend carries. I have heard Teresa and LaVarne. LaVarne, why don't you go,
Mr. Chairman?
Can we have that
lady on this?
Watching TV, and can you ask them to turn it off?
Yeah. Will someone please kill their TV?